Parashas Nitzavim. Right before Rosh Hashanah here. So I want to speak about Inyan of Tshuva, just from a take a couple of aspects of Tshuva regarding from a halachic perspective. Pasuk in Nitzavim, you have in Pasuk Beis, Peri Lama, Pasuk Beis, Bishavta, Hashem El Kefa, Hashem El Kolo. Okay, Tshuva, Bishav El Hashem. So I just want to say over an interesting kasha from Tochida, and there's a lot of discussion that can come from this. I'm not sure how long I'll take. If there's time after, we'll do just a second inyan from Rosh Hashanah, but I think the most of the time will be discussed on this question. This is found in the Stechemed. Stechemed we have over there. It's the Maramokum is Mareches Lamed Klal Tzadi Aleph, if you want to look it up inside. The question is, everyone knows there's a concept called Lav Hanitak La'aseh, that we hold that there is no Malkus for a Lav Hanitak La'aseh. So some examples of a Lav Hanitak La'aseh. Lav Hanitak La'aseh, it means that there's a Lav, but the Torah gives you a Takana right next to the Lav.
Like Ganava.
Because Ganava possibly is an example of it. Machlokas Rambam Ravid, but if meaning Beheshev is like Zela is Misaka in the Lav. You also have just a couple. Look at Mako stuff. Tesvav is number of examples of Lav Anitak La'ase. If someone is Ma'anes and Isha, so there's an Ase of, there's a Lav of Lo Yuchol L'Shalcha. You can't get rid of her. What if you do that? You can Mekayim the Ase and remarry her. That's Mekayim the Ase of Lo Siya L'Isha. Okay, and there's examples of Lav Anitak La'ase. Nosar. You have Nosar, you can be sorry for Nosar. Lav of Nosar, you're talking by being sorry for Nosar. Frekta Chido. Every Lav should be Pater from Malkus. Every Lav in the Torah is a Lav Nitak La'ase.
Tshuva.
Because of Tshuva. Fascinating Kasha. Mm-hmm. We know it's not true, because we know there's Malkus in the world, in the Torah. But every lav should be lav nitak la'aseh.
You're saying any lav that can be fixed by something, you're not. That's what
so, you know, I'll read the Rashi on lav nitak la'aseh makos.
That's what we got.
Mm-hmm. Rashi, Dalit Beis. She'ain like in the love. Dalamabez, she ain't like in love. Shehaase ha'amor acharav, takanoso v'chaparoso alaveras halav.
Like fixes it.
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Meaning, and most mepharshim understand that it doesn't mean that there is no iser in the lav. Like, you can't l'chachila go ahead and do the lav to sakin yaseh. And amanasi to the yaseh. We're not going to learn about the sugya of lav nitak la'aseh right now, but I'd rather more take the answer to this question from the approach of tshuva instead of going into a lav nitak la'aseh discussion and try to explain why it's not the question. So that's his question. So even if you're not mekayim tshuva, the mere fact that every lav is nitan for tshuva, has the ability to have tshuva done to the lav, should make every lav nitak la'aseh, and every lav shepater from malchus. That's the kasha. It's not necessarily a strong kasha, but the answers are...
It's
a kasha, and there's answers to the kasha, and it's an interesting discussion. So the first answer is based on a very interesting Noda Behuda. So Noda Behuda is Madura Kama, or Chaim Madura Kama, Simen Lamed Hei. So he's one of the Mefarshim that deals with a very interesting question. There's parsha in the Torah of Mises Bezdin. Skila, sorry for Harry Vechenek. You do an aver which is chayiv misa, you get killed. Why can't I be shoved b'tshuva? And you know, every kol hamumsa mizvadin, the Gemara says everybody who's chayiv misa does vidoy before they die. So that could be tshuva. And now he fixed his chait, so maybe he shouldn't be chayav misa. Maybe he shouldn't be chayav misa. We obviously don't say that.
Isn't it the fact that the misa is the tshuva for that chait?
There's vidoy beforehand. There's kapara involved in the misa.
That's for vidoy for other chait, because he's about to die.
Hmm?
For vidoy because he's about to die. We always say vidoy before he dies.
I never said redo before I died, but
you didn't die.
During the Chasima?
Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos, Pirkei
Avos. Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Avos. Not calling it Rekiva. We don't call it like that. Okay. Whatever it is, there's one, a person could be mischaret, and he's no longer. So another Behuda here deals with it. So what happened here is the Shoal asked him, it's an interesting tshuva. Shoal asked him how what the seder for a Baal tshuva should be. So the Shoal mentioned that he's a weak person, he can't do many ta'anesim and many sigufim, you know, things to pain himself. He talks about how he also, but mitzad, he also is a masmid and learns day and night, doesn't talk to yichah b'teila, doesn't sleep on his bed at night. So, Nodi Behuda said back, you know, tainis is not a davar ha'ma'akev b'tshuva, it's tofel to tshuva. Ikar ha'tshuva is azivas chet. I'm just giving this Nodi Behuda as a hakdama to the answer. The answer is obvious, but I just want to read Nodi Behuda. Ikar ha'tshuva is azivas chet, vidoy dvarim, belev nishbar, charata belev shalem, hiskarvus v'hislavus leho v'sabore. If you ever want to know what tshuva is, that's, at least according to the Behuda, that's the line. And then he says, a little bit later here, v'gamzeh, ein sofik bo, bizman shesan hedrin haya noeg, im over al chayvi mises bezdin, achar ha'hasra. So you have to kill the person. Af im shohu edim, let's say the edim waited. V'lo bo lebezdin shanim rabos. They came to Bezdin years after the Avera was done. U'ben kach also zed tshuva. In the meantime, he did tshuva. V'harbe sigufim, v'tanios, le'em misbar. Fasted all day, every day. Yosir v'yosir, mitshuvas ha'mishkol ha'nizkar berokeach. V'shuv achar kol ha'tshuva. Bo edim lebezdin ve'ido. So after he did tremendous tshuva, he's the tzaddik gamor, now they come in, they're made. Havadai she'ein ha'bezdin mashkichin al tshuvaso. They don't listen to the tshuva. V'sorfen v'soklin lefi onash ha'chet. V'hadavar yifle. Kevin shavadai she'hatshuva ho'ila v'kfar sar avono v'chatoso niskapra lama yumas. It's a pillow. Havadai he did tshuva. It helps to take away the avon and the chet. Why should he be killed? The Pasuk says, Noki v'tzadik al tarog. We don't kill somebody who's noki v'tzadik. Elavada gzeris hakosufu. That you killed somebody who did a chet after Hasra. She'el molekein, butlu onche Torah b'chalon. If not for this, onche in the Torah would go away. Ain't adam shiyumas besin. No one would die in besin. Kiyomar chatasi v'ineni shav. I sin. Now I'm good to go. Echoshozer b'tshuva. The kevan shekadosh baruch hu rotza litin onesh misa oktas avonos. Kadosh baruch hu's kavana avada was to kill certain people. Kedei sheyisyarei ha'adam milav, or to scare people off from doing these averas. So it has to be that tshuva is not going to help to save someone from mises bezdin. Otherwise, the whole system falls apart, basically. And his point here is to say that it must be the ikar tshuva is being shoved belibo and all the things he mentioned, and not with the taniyos and the sigufim, because he says, if so, you can have different levels. Somebody who does a lot of taniyos and sigufim, maybe for a mises bezdin when she was chayav, which isn't so bad on the scale, maybe he tako b'nischapeh, and you wouldn't kill him, bezdin wouldn't kill him, and you wouldn't be messing up the whole system. You wouldn't be mevatel the whole parsha of mises bezdin, because it still would exist, because not everybody could do tremendous amount of taniyos and sigufim. So the fact that everybody who does the Avera gets killed, Mises Bezdin gets killed, it must be that no level of Tanya Svisi Gufam could help for that. And the pshat is because that's not the main tshuva. The main tshuva is meaning, if it was based on, if the main tshuva was to be mitzvah yourself physically, then it would be that some Mises Bezdin you get killed for, some you don't. The fact that that's not true means that that's not how you do tshuva.
But there's a halacha there that you can do a certain amount that will cover basic level. Maybe that's not a tshuva enough. Maybe you can't.
You can't
get
do
to
it.
The lowest level.
Right. So let's see how he says. He says, "Im kain, if it would be the ikra would be tshuva, would be to do these things." V'alei shenomar l'moshe misinai, Kol avon v'ashama mishkalo mishkal chuvasa lefi ercha. U'me'ata lama lo yoel chuva lahata misas bezin v'yafal pi... It should help. It says, d'nechli an, let us look. Im'sigiv asma lefi mishkalo. V'prat shaharbe sigufim yesh ein laharim. There's certain types of ways you can pain yourself which you can't hide. K'gon leishev arum b'fnei hadvorm. If you sit naked in front of a bee trap. Okay, the gilgal shelig, and you roll down a hill in snow. I assume make it. I don't know. The chayotze behind this is Sifrei Tshuva. This is mentioned in Sifrei Tshuva. See, it's good to learn Moser. You get to see this stuff. Okay, umish lo as so. Okay, so that's a side point to say which is the Ikar Tshuva. But what you see from this Nabi Yehuda is that Tshuva doesn't help to save someone from Mises Besdin, and it's like a cause of Mises Besdin. So the Achronim used this Nabi Yehuda to answer our question. We asked every lav in the Torah should be a lav nitak la'ase, and there should be no chiyuv malkus because it's nitan for tshuva. So inherently you're right, but the same way tshuva won't be okur d'gzeiras hakos of mises besdin, so too tshuva won't be okur d'gzeiras hakos of malkus. If there are lav in the Torah and there is a concept of malkus in the Torah, tshuva can't uproot that. Everything about the question and the cheshbon is correct, that tshuva is a lav nitak la'ase. The same way tshuva takes away a chait, but the same way that tshuva doesn't help to take away mises bezdin, so too tshuva doesn't help to take away malchus. It's a gzeiras hakasuv. You're giving a confused look.
Rabbi Hill was saying that you see from the fact that every single person who comes high of misa gets killed, that you don't. That the ikar of tshuva is not to fast and to pain yourself.
Right. That was a side point. I don't mean to distract you with that. Maybe I just wanted to quote it because about the bees part and stuff. It was just interesting. But the main point I was saying was that the it's gzeiras hakasuv. And even if he's the biggest tzaddik in the world, when the edim come and are meyid on his avera, he's still going to get killed because tshuva won't take away somebody who gets so too by malchus. It should be the same thing. There's a parsha of malchus in the Torah. Tshuva won't change that.
Do the edim have a chiyuv to come forward?
I'm sorry.
Do they see that he's turned around? Do they have a chiyuv to come forward?
The edim?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a separate question. The edim. I assume so.
Okay.
Now, there's interesting about this is there's a sefer called Gilyonei Hashas from Rav Yosef Engel. So in Gilyonei Hashas, Makos Daf Yigim Omabez, he talks about this issue. For example, he mentions there, you have the parsha of Goel Hadam, right? Someone killed Shogig, and he goes to the Eir Mikla. So would tshuva help to say, hey, I did tshuva, now you, the family member, can go ahead and kill me? So he says, Pasha, it's not true. Okay, tshuva won't help to take away the parsha of Goel Hadam.
Because there's pain. There's pain in the family. Tshuva, just because you did tshuva, it's not going to take away the pain of the family.
I don't think that's the reason why, but...
How can you do tshuva if something?
Oh. So, first of all, it's possible. And second of all, there's also partial goal Hadam and Mezid. I don't want to get involved with that. But
if you did the Mezid, then Kai Misa,
if he runs away, there is a partial. But... I'm just bringing in that something he mentions there. We could look at it later to see the exactness of what's going on there. But he gets involved with this Nadi Behuda, and his Hakira is the reason because of Gzeiras HaKasuv, which Nadi Behuda says, or maybe the reason why Bezdin kills the person even though he does tshuva is because Bezdin never knows what's Masha B'Libo Shel Adam. Tshuva is based on Masha B'Lev. It's not based on the Dibor or the Maisa per se, you need to know it's Balev. And Bezdin can't know, they can't have any real way of knowing if he was Choser B'Tshuva. That's his Chakira there. If that's correct, right, let's get going again here.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get started. We have Nodib Yehuda, who's, right? I'm not going to go over it again. But
okay.
So Gilyonei Hashas says, maybe the reason why. So why does Bezdin not kill someone who did a chiyuv of Mises Bezdin? And the Yehuda said, Zeres HaKosov. somebody who did the aver of chiyuv misa, you kill him. Rav Yonah says Bezdin can't be misyaches to the tshuva because they can never know if he did tshuva b'lev shalem. Okay, that's his. Mm-hmm. He has a tzad to say that. If that's correct, let's point out something interesting. Our question comes back regarding lav hanitak la'ase. The original question we asked of every lav in the Torah should be a lav hanitak la'ase because it's nitan for tshuva. So even by malchus. It's nitan for tshuva, and it could help. We can never know if he's shav or not shav, because it's not nitan for Bezdin to see.
But it's
still a nitak la'aseh, a copy of the person. So the kasha would still come back. So the only way we answer the question is with the Nuli Behuda's understanding about why we don't kill somebody who's chayiv misa, because it's a gzeiras hakos. So too, we could bring that over to our question by Malchus and say, by Malchus, tshuva won't help to be considered lav nitak la'aseh. But if the hesber by Misa's Bezdin, if the hesber about why we don't kill the person is because Bezdin can never know for sure if he was shav or not shav, that means that inherently tshuva helps. Just we don't have a mechanism to know if it's real or not.
Is that why there's a gezeiras hakos? Because if there wasn't, then he would be suffered every time that he did tshuva.
Maybe, but it's
something that he's.
It comes out that it's not a gezeiras. We're not working with the idea of gezeiras hakos. But if that's, let's just finish the thought. If that's true, that be'etzim tshuva would help to take away Mises Bezdin, then it's not going to help for Arkasha Klapi Malkus. Geshmak, right?
Yeah, that's good. Where does the Gideon Ashes get?
Where does what?
The Gideon Ashes, where does he get from that tshuva, that if we somehow would know the tshuva would work?
He's saying it's on Sfar. I remember if he has right or not. Now here's just to quote one more Marmakum about this topic, is he quotes the Tshuvas Chavos Yair, again, one of the early Gedolei Achronim. This is the same Gilyonei Ashas. Makos, Yugimel, and Beis, Gilyonei Ashas. An important thing to write down the Marmakum, so if you ever want to look it up. So you have Nodi Behuda, Lamed Hey, and Gilyonei Ashas, and Makos, Yugimel, Amud Beis. So he quotes Chavos Yair, Simon Ayin Tes. He's talking about Sugyan Sanhedrin. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nunvav Amud Beis, I believe, that talks about Ben Noach, who did an aveir which he was chayav misa on, and he's Nisgayer. The sugya there talks about, if it's an aveir which his status changes from Ben Noach to Yisrael, but the bottom line is that he still is chayav misa. Not to go through all the cases. So the Chavos Yair points out or explains why he's still chayav misa. The Chavos Yair explains that within Geirus, where you have Kabbalah's mitzvahs, he understands that to be equal to tshuva gemura. Okay, when someone's in Geirus, it's complete tshuva. So again, as a Ben Noach, he did a veir which is chayav misa on. Now he's in Geirus, so he does tshuva shalema. He's still chayav. The Gemara says he's still chayav misa.
If you do that as a Jew, he's still chayav.
I'm sorry?
If you do that as a Jew, he's chayav.
If he were... he's chayav on the aver he did as a Ben Noach. We're not talking about what would be if he was a Jew. So he points out there, the Chavos Yair says, the same way that if Yisrael does something which is chayav misa on, and he does tshuva, of course we still kill him, like Nodi Behuda says, the same thing is going on here. A Ben Noach did an aver which is chayav misa on. Through the Geirus, there's tshuva gemura, but we still kill him afterwards because the Geirus will not change his avera, his status. So the Yonah Shas has a gevalik diyuk here. Here is the one case where we know what's in the heart of the person. He's miskayer. He's shovel legamri.
That's good.
So you see, it must be in the Chavos Yair's Havana. Yeah. That's a gzeiras hakos of why we kill him, because it's, if it was because the chisaron of what we see in Belibel, here we know Masha Belibel and we still kill him. So that's going on. Shas brings this Chavos Yair to show that it's a gzeiras hakos of like Nodi Behuda. Okay, so that's the end of the discussion for the first answer of this question. Lav nitak la'aseh.
Both the second one contradicts the first one.
Which second one's first? Chavos Yair versus Hisvara.
Oh, I thought
he's being choker in the topic. He's being choker in the topic.
Oh, fine.
So he brings Nodi Behuda, he brings Chavos Yair, that's both one side and the other side.
Why is it that we know what's in the heart?
Because he wants to become a Jew.
Right. You could always come up with a case, but there's something coming with Kabbalah's mitzvahs implies Tshuva Gemara. I'm not going to try to delve further than that. Right. Now, the second answer, I think, is just as interesting, if not more. Plenty of discussion on the second answer. For the question again, about every lav nitak la'ase, every lav should be lav nitak la'ase because of Tshuva. So there's a Pirkei Shmuel in Hakdama to Gittin. Okay. So I'll first tell you the idea of what he's saying, and then I'll read it inside. I think that'll be easier. Lav nitak la'ase is. Lav nitak la'ase is. And Tshuva. The ase that fixes a lav and the ase of Tshuva accomplish two different things. When you let's take the example of Geneva. When you return the Chayfetz, you're basically, let's use the word, you're reversing your action of the Avera of what you did. You stole, you give it back. Not every Lav Nitak La'ase is like that. Shreifas Nosar is not reversing it, but the point is you're undoing some action. Tshuva works differently. We'll fill in the blank in a few ways about how Tshuva works differently. Okay? But that's the basic answer. That the question doesn't get off the ground because Tshuva is not being... is not fixing the lav.
I said it. I got approached better. Yeah.
So let's see how he says it. So he says, he calls inin azivas hachet and harat. He's going to define azivas hachet and harata. Azivas hachet, he's going to define as beheshev as gzeil, returning the stolen object. He chuvas ha'avera guva, shehi chuvas ha'torah. If you don't give it back, havi tolo v'sheretz biyado. It's like doing tefillah and you still have the sheretz in your hand. That's aziva sachet. Charata hu al inyan ha'avera sheba'a al yado. Charata is what came about from the avera, or inyan ha'avera that came through you. U'mishkacha zeh below zeh. You find each one without the other. His first example is an example of where you could be du charata and not be ozev the chet. So that means, let's call it this way. Regretting your intentions, regretting the actions that were done, but yet not fixing the action. So he quotes Gemara in Baba Kama. We have a few guys here learning Hagozel Eitzim. No one right here, but this is Gemara in Hagozel Eitzim. I'll say it out in a second when we finish reading the Birkei Shmuel. But basically, somebody who never got around, he died before he was able to return the stolen object. So he did charata on his gneva, okay. He was shoved b'lev shalem, but at the same time, there's no aziva sachet because the chevet is still by him.
Does he have a rishus?
What about?
Sorry.
Does he have a rishus?
What do you mean? Does he have a rishus?
Can his yerushim? What about
yerushim? Is yerushim? So that's Gemara. It talks about that the yerushim have to return it. Now, just think. So he calls this shehu tikun ha'avon. Okay, it happens to be by him, that's because he died. But he was shov. The flip side of how can you be do aziva sachet, that you fixed that which was done to you. You fixed the action that was done, but you weren't shov, you didn't have harata, Bezdin forces you. He says, of course, if Bezdin forces you to give the item back and you know they do it for you, whatever they force you to do, that's called Veheshev as Agzela. He says, if someone throws you in the sukkah, would you say that that's not called Kiyam Sukkah? No, that's called Kiyam of Yeshiva Sukkah. But Allah Avon lo Shav. He's calling the Avon, he's using two words, Aver and Avon. Aver is returning the object, and in this case, an Avon is Mashabo al Yedei the Avera. So he says, and then he ends off. V'nimtzu d'mishum hachi lo mikri inyan tshuva lav hanitak la'ase. So through this, we can answer our question. The ein zeh nituk al ma'isa ha'avera rak ala avon. Nituk lav hanitak la'ase is on the ma'isa avera. Tshuva is on the avon. Tshuva he's using here as lashon of charata is on the avon. That's what he says. First, let me. Through his words, you see an interesting thing in the Gemara in Baba Kama. Gemara in Baba Kama says here, "Hiniach lehem aviem hara v'talis v'kol davar hamesuyim chayavin lahatzir." So, if he stole something and then he dies, the Yorshim have to return it, the sons have to return it, Mishum Kvod Avihem. They don't keep it out. Mara asked Akasha, why do you have to return it? Nosi ba'amcha lo sa'or, only ba'osa ma'is amcha, you're only chayav in kibud aviv if he's not a Rasha. Here he's a Rasha because he stole, why do I have to return it? What you see from this Gemara, there's no chiyuv kibud av on a Rasha. The Torah brings a riot from here, there's no chiyuv kibud aviv on a Rasha. The Rambam holds there is. The Torah quotes the Rambam and says, I see from here there's no chiyuv kibud aviv on a Rasha. So the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to know, why do I have to return it? There's no chiyuv to return it, there's no kibud av. So the Gemara says, also tshuva. The Gemara asks, if he did tshuva, my boy gabe, iboy le laduri, he should have given it back. Gemara says, lohis biklach sirach ames. He did chatasi avisi pashati. He's ready to give it back. On the way out the door, heart attack. So on the one hand, the sons are chay of lahachzir because of kavod aviyem, because he's not a Russia, because he was shov. Okay, but at the same time, only spiyado, so he wasn't ozev, he didn't do aziva sachet. The maisa avera is still intact. So it's something very interesting here. Like on the Gemara, you could have asked a question. What do you mean he's also tshuva? He never gave the item back yet. That's not a full tshuva until he actually gives the item, until he's misakim the chayk legamri, gives the item back to the rightful owner. So you see from that
we say that your intentions are
true. Right, your intentions are enough. But then you can.
If you're it's an item that stops you from doing the mindset, something you start to get it.
Right. Okay. Right. But now, look at the sugya again. Ask a question. Gemara said, "Asa tshuva." Gemara said, "So why is it by him? He should have given it back." What do you mean? Why does he need to give it back? We just said giving it back is not ma'akev and asa tshuva. To take away his shame, Russia, it should be enough to have good intentions. The Gemara should have known this all. The Gemara should have known that you don't have to actually. It doesn't have to reach the hands of the owner. It's enough to be shav birtzono. It's enough to be. To be ozev to do harata belibo. So why is Gemara saying iboy li ladure?
You still have to return it, even without tshuva you have.
Yeah, but Gemara's mashma is asking Kasha. What do you mean shas tshuva?
Because it shows he didn't if he didn't return.
Oh, good. Gemara is not saying that to complete tshuva you need to give it back. Gemara is saying from the fact he didn't return it yet, the pasha is he didn't do tshuva. So Gemara says no. You're right in general. This case is different.
That's how you know.
Say it's a simmon, it's not a sibah, right? That's how you know. Gemara says back, no, you don't know it for sure here.
Oh, meaning what is that a simmon that you did, or is it
that what's necessary to complete? Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's how you see from him how he's reading the Gemara. Okay, that's what comes out here. Because he's saying tshuva is complete before giving it back, or at least the charata element, taking away the shame rasha. That the son still chayav bikvodo. Now, so what does so? Let's explain the main concept that lav hanituk la'aseh is only on the avera and not on the oven. Tshuva is fixing something else. What is that something else? So I saw in different current svarim different explanations for what Rav Baruch Bar means and whether he meant this or not. We could say different explanations over why tshuva is not nituk la'aseh with either a similar concept. So. His lashon was harata is al inyan ha'aver shabo al yado. So it could be aziva sachet to return the maisa. You stole $100, give $100 back. Tshuva harata on the avon is once the avera is done, a shame avera is done. The velt is nifgam, something there's a begam in the world because Baruch Hu is not happy. We're mekayim rasan Hashem. Okay, there's something beyond the fact that there's $100 of his in my hand. Whatever pigam is caused by the avera, that's what harata is accomplishing. So if once I'm mischaret, I'm not fixing. The nituk la'aseh in this example is I need to give back the $100. Okay, tshuva makes it that I took away this pigam. Okay, but it's not going to actually give back the $100. Okay. Another way of saying it is. Maybe another way of saying it is maybe nituk la'aseh Are we good here?
Yeah, we're good.
Nituk va'ase is only if the person that did the avera, he himself fixes that which was done. Mm-hmm. Tshuva is through a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, if I want to be shov on that I stole $100, so even if we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu makes that action, you know, zlonos nasa, not zechuyos, even if he changes the action, that's on my personal record. Okay, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochel me through the tshuva that I do. Nitzak la'aseh may only be that when I do an aseh, I do sreifas hanosar, I'm machzir the gzela. That's called lav nitzak la'aseh. When I do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mochel me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is changing that action. That's not called lav nitzak la'aseh. Lav nitzak la'aseh is only when I do an action befoel to change the lav. Maybe that's another explanation. And the final idea also would be nitak la'aseh is you change the chefza. So, I mean, it's a copy of the chefza. You stole something, you give it back. Okay, you burn the nosar. When someone does tshuva, you're not changing that action, you're changing yourself. Okay, it's an effect on the person. So, like I said before, your record becomes a clean record. It's not affecting the object that was done. Nituk la'aseh is only something that affects the object. Here, you have a clean slate, not that the mice had changed itself.
Person's still bad.
I'm sorry?
Person's still bad.
Who, the father?
The person that you killed. Is still bad.
Right, you're saying that's the way it works, right. So, fine. So now, with these two dinim, whatever the two dinim are, but there's, well, to use his shprach, you have avera and the avon, and tshuva is not being, the idea is tshuva is not being misyaches directly to the avera that was done. So I want to try to shtel it to an interesting machlokas Rambam and Toras Kohanim, even though Rambam can't have a machlokas Toras Kohanim. Rambam Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of tshuva, is also found in Pirush Mishnayos in the end of Yuma. Kol mitzvah shebe Torah bein aseh bein los aseh im over adam al achas mehen bein bezadon bein bishkaga kishayaseh tshuva v'yoshuv mecheto chayav lehizvados zechiyu vidoy bein anaveres mezid bein bishoge. The Rambam doesn't say ones. It's mashma, if someone forces you to do an avera, maybe. Someone forces you to do an avera, there's no chiyuv vidoy. That's as much as we can get from this Rambam. And Peir Shnayos also, he doesn't use lashon vidoy, lashon tshuva. You don't need tshuva on avera be'ones. The Toras Kohanim in Acharei Mos.
Is this even if you enjoy doing it, you haven't had no choice about it?
Even if you what?
Also, you
want to
do it, but you still have no choice about it.
If you got hanoah from it, I don't know. So, Toras Kohanim in Achrei Mos, Dalad Zion says, Darshan from the Pasuk of Pesheim, Al Chatosam, it's on every chet, even Beones, you have to do Vidoy. Or, let's say you're Hamishtaleach. So there's he does vidoy on every chet, even ones. The Rambam smashma, there's no vidoy on ones. Okay. So Rav Yashiv and his Aros in Yuma Daf Pei Zayin. Rav Yashiv and his Aros in Yuma. Brings the kasha on the Rambam. How come the Rambam is going against this Toras Kohanim?
So what does the Rambam say?
Who asks Rav Yashiv?
Rav Yashiv and Yuma Pezayin. The Rambam says there's no vidoy on ones, and the Toras Kohanim says there is vidoy on ones.
So then what would he hold the ones status as?
Very good. But before right, so let's say like this. So the famous Hakira in the Achronim by ones Rachman Apatre, is it that there is a Maisa Avera, just there's a Ptur from Onsha, or it's not a Maisa Avera Bechlal. Avera happens, but Onis is it considered that there was a Maisa Avera done before, just it's not Misyaches to me, someone forces me to eat dam. So I'm not chaya for it. But an action, an avera did happen. Just it's like someone else did it. Or no, someone forces me. It's like there was no ma'is avera b'chlal. So if we say that there is a shame ma'isa avera, we could use our two dinim and tshuva to answer this Torah's koanim. This person who did an avera b'ones, he definitely doesn't need charata. He definitely doesn't need to be shav b'libo. There's no avon, there's no pegam in the velt. Okay? But in the end of the day, there's $100 in my hand, I stole an item. In the end of the day, an avera did happen.
Yeah, there was an end result.
And even, maybe you could say, even if there was no shame avera, there still is an isser by me. I still have $100 by me. There's an end result, exactly. Whether it's a shame avera or not, there's an end result. So, it's a bit of a chiddush, but maybe you still need to do vidoy, even though there's nothing about my ratzon that was wrong. But since there is an avera in the velt, and I'm shayach to it, to whatever degree, there needs to be vidoy. I don't know. I don't know. Pashas, you do. Because the chifet needs to be returned. I don't know if it's anything to do with me. But the chiddush here is that there's vidoy because even though there's no din of charata here, there still is a chait that exists. Al derech pilpul, I was thinking to say, maybe the Rambam doesn't learn the Taras Kohanim because he doesn't, because maybe he understood that the Taras Kohanim could only have Vidoy and Ones if Ones has a Shem Maisa Avera. There are Rayas in the Rambam that he holds that Ones is not a Maisa Avera Bechlal. So therefore he says there's no reason to do Vidoy on Ones. Where's the Rambam Makor? Where's the something of a level like the Taras Kohanim? Where's the Gemara that says that there's no, that Ones is not a Maisa Avera, wherever he got it from?
So no, that's another Shir.
What?
That's another shir.
Another shir. Wherever the Rambam got it from. Ayin chem dashlom muslim lamed ches, if there's a, where does the Mar Makom is. Where's Makor is. But maybe that's why he, it's wild to say that this pilpul in the achronim, if Ones is a maisa vera or not, is what caused the Rambam to avoid the Taras Kohanim. Again, Taras Kohanim says there's vidoy in Ones, because we're saying now, because there, even though there's no ratzon to do the avera, there still is a shame avera. The Rambam ignored it because the Rambam holds it's not even the shame avera, so there's no reason for vidoy. You have to work back where the Rambam got it from to know that he's able to argue. So b'sikum, what we have is the chidah is kasha. Let every lav in the Torah be a lav hanitak la'aseh, and because of tshuva. So the first answer we gave is there's hakasov that even though tshuva
should work,
yes, but it won't erase Mises Best, it won't erase Malkos. But we said there's a sheet out there that maybe the reason why you don't kill somebody who does tshuva is because Besdin can't know what's going on in his lathe. See that, we would say the kasha still stands because it still is a lav nitak laaseh, because tshuva be'etzem could be misake, which just we don't know, but still it's called nitak laaseh. So then we gave a second answer, Bekashmul and Hagdama, that tshuva is not a lav nitak laaseh because Nita Klase is only on something which directly affects the lab. It's reversing, it's undoing the action that was done. Tshuva works differently. Whether it's because it's going through a Kosh Baruch Hu, it's because tshuva is fixing the pagam, or tshuva is affecting you, but it's not directly fixing the lab. We pointed out how that affects the reading of the Gemara in Baba Kama, and to say that this may be helpful to understand how the Torah's Kohanim can say that there is vidoy shayach to Aver Be'ones. Okay. A good shiur.
You too. I see you.